You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. COVID took a particular toll on theaters and venues, forcing them to shutter for more than a year. But as we emerge from the pandemic, a new piece of legislation making its way through Sacramento aims to support the smallest theaters and ensure those in the arts get paid at least minimum wage. Senate Bill 805 was introduced by Democratic Senator Susan Rubio of Baldwin Park. If signed into law, it would allow small nonprofit performing arts organizations to pay certain payroll fees in proportion to their limited budgets. It also would create a grant fund that arts organizations could tap to pay people involved in productions. So far, it's cleared the state Senate and just unanimously passed the Assembly Labor Committee on Tuesday. Advocates say it's a much-needed lifeline to local venues, especially ones serving underrepresented communities of color. Joining us to talk about SB 805, or the Save the Performing Arts Act of 2021, is one of those advocates, acclaimed actor and activist Danny Glover. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So SB 805, it's designed to help small local performing arts organizations, and that's something that hits home for you. Can you tell us a little bit about the role that local theater played in your journey from being a city administrator at one point to being on the big screen?
I tell you, I couldn't imagine where I'd be without local theater, particularly in San Francisco, then at venues in Los Angeles, like the LA Actors Theater, the Matrix Theater, small theaters that were home for some of the most creative work that I had available to me to learn the craft of acting. You learn the craft of acting in the intimacy of this small space.
Do you remember a certain production maybe at a small theater when you knew, wait a minute, this is for me, this is what I want to do?
I remember the moment. That moment, and I can tell you, Matt, it was very crystallized. It was in 1976. I was taking classes at the American Conservatory of Theater in San Francisco, and I did a production of The Blood Knot, where we organized that production, and the seating capacity in our first performance was somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 people. And when at that moment where we were on stage doing the whole entire production, which ended up being four acts and 4 hours, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. I came alive in ways in that space, and it gave me the building blocks for building my own confidence. We only learn this by building confidence.
That performance clearly impacted your life and sent you down the path of acting, and you went on to film, but your love for the stage remained.
I love for the stage because I had the opportunity with a great friend of mine who was part of that production that I did in 1976, Bennett Gilrey, who was co-founder with me of the Roby Theater Company in Los Angeles, and we share that moment together.
That's perfect. I mean, you started the Roby Theater in L.A. in 1994. Can you talk about the community that small theater serves? And if you think that back in the early days of its founding, that it would have been the kind of organization that SB 805 would help?
It would help right now. You know, we're still a small theater, and we still have actors and actresses who come in who are working on their craft. It's a place to find yourself.
Part of the argument in favor of SB 805 is that it's going to broaden access to the performing arts and bring more people from different backgrounds into the theater and beyond. How do you see it enacting that mission, I guess?
When I think about community theater and the role that it plays in storytelling, the stories that the community brings back to us, they tell us, you're telling my story. My story is alive right here on that stage. There's an intimacy to that. My acting, that work that I began, was not to become initially a professional actor, but it was something to do to tell stories, whether it was through improvisation or whether it was through specific plays, which allowed the community to see themselves and laugh at themselves, to cry, to share a common place and a common pain. You see personal and collective revelation happening in the small theater.
Along with the storytelling aspect of, you know, opening access through SB 805, a major facet of the bill is that it will class certain workers at small performing arts nonprofits as employees, and it creates a fund to pay them at least a minimum wage. Typically, they get paid per show, and it's whatever the organization can afford. As somebody who's been in the arts for such a long time, how big a deal is this change?
I think there's something about having some compensation for your work. It I'm going to use the word professionalizes your work, then you know that your work has value when compensated for it, and there is value.
We've been speaking with actor and activist Danny Glover about a bill nicknamed the Save the Performing Arts Act of 2021 that's making its way through the California legislature. Danny, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.